SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With The Other Side of Me, Gary Lung shares a poignant new angle on soil generations and explores colonization's grey areas and its wide-ranging destructive impact for all involved. The music will be performed at His Majesty's Theatre in Perth from the 30th of April to the 2nd of May. And I'm glad to say Gary Lung has just joined us on NITV Radio to give us more insights into his groundbreaking production. Gary, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Other Side of Me is a story about the Australian generations, a very complex and painful chapter in Australian history. What inspired you to tell this story through dance and why this specific perspective of a young man adopted in the UK?
It was through a lady from England named Laura Fish. She contacted Kim Walker from NASA Dance College, and she said she had a story. She was a lady who was pen pals with this young gentleman, and she tried to think of it going into theatre, but it ended up becoming something in dance. But he said, look, this is not my story, but Gary Lang is in the Northern Territory. So she contacted us. That's how that came about. And it's interesting because taking on the story, it was a little bit a heavy subject, being stolen and taken away, you know, and it's a great story to tell because it's actually an Australian story that needs to be told. And what has happened here, it's not to make people feel guilty about what's happened, but just still conversations need to be said. It's just not my only inspiration out of the story. I had people wanting to help. So I had one of my aunties that was Stolen Generation in Darwin. We tried to get in contact with families through Stolen Generation, but because we weren't family, we weren't able to contact them. But she said, it's best that you open it up and make it quite Australian-wide because it happened to a lot of children, First Nations children in Australia. And I said, okay, we went with that. And then my nephew, who was a naughty boy, he told me was what it was like to be in jail, and he actually inspired me, and the way he spoke, it informed the way I created the choreography.
And it's also a story about colonization, also exploring the grey areas of colonization. Can you elaborate on how your choreography explores these nuances in the other side?
When you talk about grey areas, the in-betweens that no one wants to talk about, there's no grey areas. There's black and white, you know, like this is what's happened, and it's about people not wanting to talk about it, but there is conversation. People are still talking about it, but it's hard. It's very, very hard to, because my work is not to make people feel guilty. It's just made people to be aware of what has happened.
Yeah.
Yes. And hopefully so things can change, you know, just one little thing. It might affect one person, might change their mind, the way they think about First Nations people in Australia. I don't know.
So your intention is not to make feel people guilty, but to tell a story. It's no grey area. Mm. It's the reality.
And it's a story of, it's not about the crime of what they did to go in jail as young men, him and his brother.
Yeah.
It's about, all right, I'll give you an example. Because they grew up in England and they become naughty boys as they grew up, in and out of detention centres, because of their criminal record, they couldn't get it, when they came out of jail, they couldn't leave England because they couldn't get a passport. So, and someone asked me, do you think their life would have been any different? And I said, no, probably not. But the one thing is that when they got out of jail, they could go home onto country. And this is where the story is about the man that we're doing it on, the oldest brother. He always wanted to know what it would be like what's the other side of him, you know? It's like two sides of the same coin. He grew up white, but wanting to know the Indigenous side of him.
Yeah. Going back to the artistic side of it, how does the use of two dancers represent the character's internal struggle? Because it says you use two characters in a delicate duet.
The two dancers will work through the mental anguish of being removed, the mental anguish of what it's like to be a First Nations person, you know, what it's like to be on country, you know. It's you know, going through their life. So that's two sides of the same coin. One is I have an Indigenous boy, man. He's the Indigenous side of him, and then there was another man that's non-Indigenous, but been adopted into my family up north, and he's the white side, growing up white, and the other person's the other side of what it was, his spirituality. But it goes through a period of being taken up in my head, junkie, you know, that idea of what a junkie would look, you know, behave, what's going on in their head. And then it comes to a point of the dying process. It's about the spirit caring and taking him. It's time for him to leave this world and travel back home. And I think with the production, it's giving, hopefully so, you know, contemporary form of ceremony is giving him permission to travel back this way, or any First Nations person back to country.
Now the show explores themes of identity and belonging. What other stories do you hope to tell through your choreography in the future?
Normally with my work, I always say to people, don't come with preconceived ideas, come and find the journey. Things will resonate within you. Things might go, oh, I don't understand that. It's uncomfortable. I don't know. It will close people off, or it will make people embrace what has happened.
It's an international collaboration. You mentioned it earlier. You work especially with Northumbria University. How did this partnership influence the development of the piece?
Well, that's where it started. The choreography actually started there, and it was during COVID, and I was meant to be there for 4 weeks, just ended up being there for just under 10 days, and then I had to fly back. So we couldn't finish it off, so we actually finished it off and presented it at the Darwin Festival last year.
Yeah. And Black Dance is a platform for First Nations artists.
Black Dance is what's really good. Through my own general manager and my producer for my show, Black Dancers come on and co-produce the show, and they've given us a platform to travel it around. They've taken the risk on a show that's just very new, but it needs to be seen around Australia, and that's where they've come in. And they're very important to First Nations choreographers, dancers. We need Black Dance.
So it's Australia. It's very important to have.
Under the direction of Marinda Donnelly. Donnelly.
Going back to the show again, it's not just a one-man story, but a story that resonates with many. How do you hope this performance will affect audiences?
I think within the music and the lighting design, the dance itself, it might resonate. It might make people feel sad, want to embrace what's happened, or be fearful of what's happened. I really don't know. This is our first time Gary Lang NT Dance Company is touring, and I'm really glad because we're doing the West Coast first. So we're here in Margaret River, and then we go to Perth. We've got three shows in Perth. We go up to Karratha, then to Carnarvon, back to Perth, head up to Darwin for Garamalung Festival, and then down to Alice Springs. I think, you know, people will go, wow. I don't know what people's reactions are. I'm just putting on something that is worthwhile and people need to see.
Any plans to bring it to the East Coast in Melbourne, Sydney?
Hopefully, Brisbane? So next year, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a one trip.
It's about other people taking the risk and wanting to come on board for that to happen. Mm.
What are some of the challenges and opportunities of creating dance pieces that deal with the historical trauma?
It's hard to explain about creating dance and trauma because I have to be very careful for my own dancers that portraying trauma. You know, I've got to think about their well-beings too. It's just not what everybody else is, because these two men are dancing trauma. I've got to see how they go, you know, like working through it. I don't know. I just hope people, when they have trauma, feel strong enough and have the strength to talk to somebody or see somebody to help, you know, for that journey.
Yeah.
It's finding the strength in themselves to go, this is not me anymore. This is what's happened. How do I grow from this?
Now, before I let you go back to rehearsals, because I know I've taken much of your time in a very busy schedule, any final thoughts or something we may have missed you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
My things are for, if people are listening, if they ever come to my show, is come for the journey. Just come for the journey. Don't come with preconceived ideas. Just come, sit and find your story, because it could resonate with you or a family person you know or a friend that's happened to. So, yeah.
Gary Lang, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today about your musical, The Other Side of Me. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.